This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More detail from the Panama Papers release of documents relating to likely tax evasion indicate that the law firm was clear it was walking a fine line, and many of the clients were even clearer that they were looking to hide income and transactions from the U.S. government. Ironically, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which coordinated 400 journalists to break the papers to the public, was forced, because of money problems, to part with three contract journalists who'd helped its small staff shepherd the project. Three other positions are unfilled. Hillary Clinton won the Puerto Rico primary. In the test of Europe's right to be forgotten rule on internet privacy, researchers in New York and Brazil were able to locate one-third of the names that were supposed to have been wiped off the internet. A rebel group called Niger Delta Avengers has been in the Nigerian swamps for months, bombing pipelines and diving underwater to destroy equipment. Their goal is to force Nigeria into a recession and lower oil output to zero. Algorithms to provide so-called risk assessments in court sentencing that attempt to predict the likelihood of criminal conduct in the future are likely coming to a court test in Wisconsin. Many feel the math discriminates against the poor and minorities. A newspaper analysis of data from a dozen large U.S. universities found that the incidence of cheating by foreign students was 5% compared to domestic students cheating of 2%. Make that 1%. Scotland is trying to set a minimum unit price for alcohol in order to curb drinking and raise prices. With elections coming for the past several weeks, Kenya's opposition leaders have turned Mondays into protest days. Now they're threatening to hold demonstrations twice and sometimes four times a week. In a rare and unusual move, the U.S. Navy has imposed a drinking ban on its 19,000 sailors in Japan and confined them to their bases after a drunk driving episode injured two Japanese civilians in Okinawa. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.